Hello, are you there again?
Yeah, what happened? Did you lose signal?
Well, I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear you, so I assume that somehow you got lost, and my conference call thing showed me that I still had two people in my conference call, me and you, but you weren't there, and I couldn't bring in a third. It didn't allow that, so here we are.
Okay. Oh, well.
I could have called you again if I could bring in a third, but...
Right. Well, anyways, the recording wasn't that cool. It sounded better whenever you could hear the whole thing, but when you click over after doing the three-way, you don't get the first part. You get just after the first part, and I don't know, it wasn't as good as I expected, but oh well, fuck it. I don't even know why we're still podcasting, personally.
Because we want an excuse to talk for 2 hours every week.
Well, we can talk about RFID chips and alternative energy. I've been studying up on the Keshi Foundation, plasma reactors, plasma generators, and other fancy whatevers, or not so fancy whatevers. Apparently that bottle trick, it is a, what did they call it? Not a nuclear reaction, but a reaction similar to a nuclear reaction, which produces energy.
Okay.
But it's not exactly the same formula that Keshi came up with. Apparently, the Keshi formula has like 40 different ingredients or something like
that.
Wow. Right. Whether it's same, similar, or different, as long as it works, who cares?
Yeah, I mean, it's like cold fusion. Cold fusion's mismade.
Right.
You know, it doesn't appear to really be fusion at all, whatever it is, but it's producing more energy.
Right, and you know, you made fun of the concept of mixing soda or you know, lemonade with something else and something else and making electricity.
Well,
but I mean,
not so much made fun of it, but I'm very, very skeptical, you know?
Oh, man, you have to be somewhat skeptical. But we can't knock it till we try it. But,
yeah, within limits.
Right. But, and all I, you know, say is that we're studying how to replicate it. We don't know how to replicate it because we haven't done it. We don't have first-hand knowledge. We only have second-hand knowledge or hearsay evidence. But,
right.
You know, if you look at dropping, what's that candy? You drop that candy into a diet soda and it explodes?
Yeah, Mentos. Mentos.
I mean, who would have thought that one could do that until somebody probably accidentally did it? Or even,
well, yeah, I mean, you stick any candy into a soda and it causes the carbon dioxide to come out quicker. It just happens that whatever's in Mentos really causes all the carbon dioxide to come out of solution quickly. And so if you seal the lid on it, the bottle will pop.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's a chemical reaction. There's chemicals in soda. There's chemicals in those other two deals. Why wouldn't it work? So, and then you have, you know, Drano and another type of Drano. that if you mix them together, you create a very poisonous gas. You know, two household products that you, the average bear, would not think that would kill them if they.
Well, yeah, not Drano, but it's I think it's ammonia and detergent.
Yeah, bleach.
Ammonia and detergent. Yeah.
Bleach and ammonia produce a dangerous gas. Of course, bleach is a dangerous gas to begin with, but it's a diluted, the bleach we use is a diluted dangerous gas.
Well, yeah, and it makes sense to combine those because they're such good cleaners in the first place, they should probably work even better together. Problem is, they clean out your lungs very thoroughly right afterwards, and they find your bleached out, white skin body laying on the floor.
Right. So, yeah, who's to say you can't mix three common household products and make electricity?
Probably can. My grandfather never taught me the formula for it, but he said sugar and two other common ingredients that you'd find underneath the kitchen cabinet, mix them together in a wooden bowl, and it's a high explosive. All right?
There you go.
So, but he never taught me how to do it because he was probably afraid that I'd go do it. He was probably right because later on when I found out other chemical combinations, I did them, including flash paper.
Right.
And flash paper was very harsh on my lungs. If I had to do it again, I'd probably buy some sort of oxygen tank and do everything underneath the dome. Because I did it outside, and I got to tell you, pure ammonia, even outside, can knock you out.
Oh, yeah, I can't hardly stand ammonia.
Yeah, I'm talking pure, no water, anhydrous. Just liquid ammonia all by itself.
I can't even stand it non-pure.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, non-pure would be better. Oh, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't stand it non-pure. Yep. Yeah, because, well, the recipe is basically this. You dissolve iodine crystals in an alcohol solution, and then I don't remember the percentages, but you mix water with the ammonia, combine the two, and then you have your solution, all right? And I forget what chemical that makes, but it's, you know, it's a combination of the ammonia and the iodine. And you dip your paper in it, and you hang it up to dry, all right? From then on, you're very careful handling it. Now, the solution's fine until the water evaporates off of it. When the water evaporates off of it, the solution's highly explosive. All right, so you pretty much want to use all of it up or dispose of it, you know. But meanwhile, the whole thing reeks of ammonia, all right? And you're outside and you're working with this stuff, all right? So, but, yeah, flash paper is basically, it's this chemical combination between ammonia and iodine, and it ignites at about 90 degrees. So human touch is more than enough to set it on fire. Okay, and that's how you make flash paper. And, you know, I made some. So my grandfather was right. It was probably a good idea not to teach me how to make that explosive deal because had he taught me at the ripe age of 6 or 7 years old, I probably would have blown up a house, namely the one I was in.
Right.
At this age, it'd be nice to know what he knew, but oh well.
Oh well, what the hell. Yeah, you know how to make, crap, now what's it called? I think it's sodium silicate.
No, I don't know how to make it, but might be able to find out.
I pretty much know how. I've been studying how to make it. Because you need it in order to make things like a rocket mass heater, right?
Why?
Is that the right product I'm talking about?
Oh, you're talking about
the liquid
refractory cement?
No. It's a clear liquid that you use to basically harden the concrete.
No, I wouldn't know.
Something. I think it's sodium silicate.
Anyway,
I learned how to make it. And basically, you take, I think, iodine crystals.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. Whatever they are, the ingredients are, they're all cheap. Where if you buy the silicate itself, it's very expensive. Okay.
As I remember, when I bought the iodine crystals, they were very expensive.
Okay, maybe it's a different crystal. But anyways, so there's three ingredients. Salt, these crystals, and then some sort of powder. And they're all cheap, easy to get. And you mix them together, you boil them, and you mix them together. But mixing two of the ingredients together makes the water extremely hot to where you almost don't have to boil it. It boils itself.
Okay, yeah, we had chemical reactions like that in high school.
Yeah.
Remember, we had instructions. You were only supposed to mix things in a certain order because if you were to add an alkaline to the solution as opposed to adding the solution to the alkaline, it tended to make flash steam as you were mixing it and scatter it all over the place and burn you.
Right.
So if you did it the other way, the reaction was slower. All right, so it's kind of, you know, you didn't pour one into a bowl of the other, but you poured the other into a bowl of the first, you know, instead, you know.
Right, and this was similar to that, where you had to add, I think it was the salt, very slowly. Oh, water was one of the ingredients. But you had to add the salt real slow, otherwise it would heat up too fast. And, you know, create all kinds of chaos. But, yeah. I learned how to make that. I got to learn it again because I don't remember the details. But I've got it all on my computer. I got hard copies.
All right. Well, I'm glad I picked up the book, How to Make Your Own Clandestine Drug Lab. Because, quite frankly, whatever you need to make a drug lab, you need it for chemistry anyway. So.
There you go.
Yeah, I have no plans of making drugs. I don't believe in using pharmaceuticals in the first place, so why would I turn around and make them?
Our drugs grow in the ground. If God didn't want them, they wouldn't be around.
Well, food and medicine come out of the ground. Drugs, on the other hand, are poisons.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to kind of do like a pun.
Yeah. I know. I'm horrible.
You are.
I'm eating poison right now.
Chocolate?
No. High fructose corn syrup.
High fructose corn.
Yeah, I bought a tin of popcorn and I made the mistake of reading the label.
After you bought it.
Yeah. You know how as little as 10 years ago, you could buy a tin of popcorn for $2, and it was huge, right? Now they cost more than twice that, and they're tiny.
Oh, I know. They suck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well, what the hell?
We'll have to order our own line of popcorn tins and then only pay for the tins. So that's all I want is the tin. I don't really care about the contents. But if I'm going to pay $5 for it, I don't exactly want to throw away the contents.
You're insane.
I don't know.
So we compost the contents.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll compost it after it comes out my other end.
Right. That's healthier.
Okay, you dropped off there. That's how the earth what? I think you're gone. I think I'm going to have to call you back again. I do not hear you. Okay, folks, we're having technical difficulties. My co-host has left the building. According to this, I still have a conference call going. Okay. Hide the keyboard. Try contacts. Recent. Kano. Call. Call not sent. Well, I don't know how to do this. Folks, I'm afraid I'm going to have to hang up on you yet again unless I figure this out. Let's see now. Do-do-do-do. How do you disconnect a conference call? How do you disconnect one side of a conference call? Cam's probably talking and hearing everything I'm saying, but all right. Folks, I'm hanging up. I will call you back momentarily.